In today's video, we explore what Padre Pio writes about the name of Jesus, adored in heaven, venerated on earth, feared in hell. And it all begins with Christ's perfect obedience. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's wisdom from Padre Pio may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today I've prepared for you an excerpt from one of Padre Pio's letters to his spiritual daughter, Rafaelina Cerase. Since this month in the church is dedicated to the holy name of Jesus, I wanted something that speaks directly to this mystery. And this passage does just that. Padre Pio reflects on how the name of Jesus is revered in heaven, on earth, and even in hell. But he begins by emphasizing Christ's humility and obedience. He writes, "I want you to meditate every day on the humiliations of the Son of God and the glory to which they led. Of his own free will, and to the fullest extent, this divine word was pleased to abase himself to our level, by hiding his divine nature beneath the veil of human flesh. In this way, says St. Paul, the word of God humbled himself to the point of emptying himself, as it were. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Yes, my dear sister, he was pleased to hide his divine nature so fully as to take everything, even exposing himself to hunger, thirst, and weakness, in every respect tempted as we are, yet without sinning. The climax of his humiliation, however, is found in his passion and death. He humbled himself, says St. Paul, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. As he was the only begotten Son of the Father, he was not induced to obey by any fear of punishment. Neither did he obey for the sake of reward, since he himself was God and equal in all things to the Father. His obedience then, considering his exalted position, the difficulty of what was commanded, and the eagerness with which he fulfilled the Father's will, was highly pleasing to the Eternal Father, who exalted him and bestowed on him the name, as the Apostle says, which is above every name." Now, before we continue, I just want to pause on something Padre Pio points out here. That Jesus was not motivated to die on the cross out of fear of punishment, nor inspired by thoughts of reward. I suppose we all know this already, but seeing it put into words hit me in a new way. What this tells us is that Jesus' motivation was purely love. But let's continue with the letter. "It is by virtue of that name alone that we may hope to be saved. The Eternal Father decreed that all creatures should be subject to him, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth." Padre Pio then takes us on a kind of spiritual tour to show us the universal reach of this name. First, in heaven. Jesus is adored in heaven. At this divine name, moved by gratitude and love, the blessed in heaven never cease to repeat what St. John the Evangelist beheld in a vision. "Worthy are you, O Lord, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God." Then on earth. This most holy name is venerated on earth, for all the graces which we ask in Jesus' name are fully granted by the Eternal Father. "Whatever you ask in my name," the Divine Master tells us, "I will do it." And finally, even in hell. Who would ever believe that this divine name is venerated even in hell? But so it is, for this name is terror to the demons who are broken and vanquished by it. In my name they will cast out demons. On the judgment day, the damned and the devils will be obliged to participate in this homage when they behold the immense glory of Jesus and experience his infinite power. Padre Pio concludes by bringing everything back to that final obedience on the cross, which compelled this universal respect. Through Jesus' obedience, the Heavenly Father willed that all creatures should confess and believe in this most holy name. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So what does this mean for us, especially this month? When pride rises, or when obedience feels hard, even in the smallest things, we can remember Padre Pio's advice. Meditate on the humility of Jesus. See your act of humility or obedience as a small participation in the very act that won Jesus his glorious name. And perhaps the next time you call on his name, remember, he bowed low before his Father and yet was raised high above every name. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.